Heyo. Welcome back to Freeman's Table. I don't think JJ likes my music. Do you like my music? I don't like my music. Ricky likes it. So I've got JJ Hicken on the show today versus Ricky Curry. What's the matter?
You'll be honored. This is, I'll be the tallest Hicken ever.
You ain't wrong. What do you mean?
Did I get it wrong?
Nah.
Oh, hold on. Let me change it. Clack, 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 clack. It's JJ Hurry in Hickey Ricken. Still.
A little bit better.
A little bit better? Let me clack, 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 change. Now it's Freeman's Table versus episode 18.
Oh,
you guys are at the top there. Whoops. Let's see. There you go. JJ Curry versus Ricky Hicken on Freeman's Table. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Hey,
hello, Ricky. Hello, JJ.
What's going on?
Ricky has been taken hostage, and he's been allowed to sit in a corner and do this. And JJ is out on watch duty in the car in case the police come. They'll throw
him. No. I'm at a park where you look at all the moms running.
Oh, boy.
Like a real creep.
That's what we're going to be looking for, the look on his face. What does he see at the park right now? Oh, they can do that? Is that legal? Wait, I'll be right back, fellas. Well, welcome to the show. The last time you guys were on, it was... What's that?
They say you're going to be right. Never mind. That was me trying to be funny. And,
well, it can only get better. what was I going to say? I love you, bro. I miss you. I miss your faces. I didn't get to see your faces on the last one because that was the audio version and only the second. And we talked about this happening and here it is. This is the video version. So,
hey.
I think I need to check something.
Oh, hey.
I thought I just heard the chickens on my audio here. Let me try that again. Oh, no, it was okay.
Radio.
Nice. Okay, we're back to normal.
That chicken sounded like it was choking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dude. Oh, I spliced it up and looped it over itself and...
He remissed the chicken.
Yes, I did. Yep. So you guys have, since we did this, I don't think you guys had the podcast. I think you started a little bit after you were on this podcast.
Yeah. Something like that. Today would have been a year. Today's a year today.
And you're available on AM radio?
Yeah. All radios.
No, it's Apple and all that stuff.
I have no concept of time anymore. So.
Okay.
We're ready for people to. We're gonna be the podcast when the world go down. That everybody listen to.
Oh, right on. The doomsday. What you call it? The doomsday broadcast. Yep.
It's gonna be like the beginning days of podcasts when there was only like 12, but now it's like just. Cause I'm a survivor.
Let's go.
Stage time. You guys been doing a lot of comedy. I picked the two worst pictures that I could find of you guys on stage.
Man, I am oily.
Oily? Yeah. Is that what you see when you look at that?
Still shiny.
That's probably the place and the camera. Just trying to help you out. Ricky, I zoomed in on a really big picture, and then after I did these, I popped online, and I was like, oh, wait, they have way better pictures than these. Here's the two of you with some friends. But I put circles over all their heads.
Wow.
That's the most people you'll ever see me hanging out with.
You didn't even get me. You had to put a dot on me.
I what? I put, that's fantastic. I put it on the wrong black guy. That is why we have this show. Because that's fucking hilarious. I put it on the wrong black guy. Yes!
Hey, slam.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
It's the Walker Chicken podcast now.
It's two steps forward for the African American community and five steps back on the Freeman's table. Oh. Hey, is that not you? What's the difference? You can't climb through the camera, can you?
Oh, let's this slide.
With his parents.
That's a good look.
Yeah. Right? Those are his parents. Is John Reap.
The Reap and Frankie Paul definitely look like they were Frankie on my Paul. Mom's side of the family. She was born in West Virginia and the Virginia border, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
JJ being nobody.
Oh, yeah. I need that friendly reminder. I miss it. You got to let me know.
I was trying. Oh, I was coming up with something.
You know, English, it really is saying you are somebody. Yeah. He has a double negative.
Oh, right. He does.
Yeah, it's a double negative. So he's really saying you are somebody.
I'm.
Yeah. That's JJ's probably the humor in that joke. Having a picture on this.
All right. So here's the games. And then, of course, I put numbers after them. We do the trivia three times, the word menage twice, deck of deuces twice, and damn it, dice once. And if we have not found a winner by then, we head into the deuce caboose, which is the same as deck of deuces, where we're trying to find the pairs. I have no idea what you... Oh, I do know what you just did. You took a drink to hide the thing under your shirt, and that was hilarious, because I was like, "What's he? Why is he putting a basketball under his shirt?" That's hilarious. You can just drink it like this, I think. Or I can put a thing over it when you do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go like this anymore. I realize, like, what editing can do to that.
No? You're anti that?
I should have just brought a cup. I'm not anti that. I'm just, you know, I don't want to fake it. Like, I feel like you've earned that right to be on part right of that on. Team.
Good deal.
Like, I mean, I played in a league that I didn't want to be a part of, you know, but...
Did we
but you say go I got over the games yesterday?
You guys don't. You guys don't need we went over them, right? We don't need a refresher course. The people listening or watching, they don't need a refresher course. They can go to freemanstable.com to see how all the games work. On the game page, you can also find the Patreon link on there, so you can drop huge amounts of money on the show and these cats. As I pretend that I'm going to pay them. Okay. Deck of deuces. We'll start with a deck of deuces. What do you say? What do you say? That's what we're going to do. And for that, we're here. And this is for JJ Curry. You're going to try once on our first deck of deuces, where the theme is still... Schitt's Creek.
Okay. Bit.
I didn't watch the show yesterday.
I didn't watch the show. But here
it's good. You should check it out.
Okay. Everybody tell me that. Okay, here we go. Let's do A3.
Come on, A3. Don't hold back. It's the girl.
Okay, it's the girl. All right.
Oh, it's been a minute since I watched it. I forgot their names.
I'm gonna look at it. Okay, see. Let's do B4.
What about after what?
That's not fun. Let's do beef. Yeah, beef. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's that one.
Richard. God damn it. All right.
So now, Ricky Hickey.
What is A1, Alex?
That's homeboy with an apron on.
Oh, apron. Okay.
Man, I forgot all their names.
Yeah, so you didn't watch the show that good either.
I did. I watched one time. I'm just about to watch it again. It's pretty good. It took me forever to get into the first and second. After the first and second season, I watched those over and over again. And then as it was ending, I heard so much about it that I was like, let me just power through. And I was like, oh, I get it. It's hilarious. It's good.
Let me go B5.
Oh, I didn't leave the other one up.
It was A1. No, no. It was wrong.
Those two guys. Eugene Levy. I just listened to the Conan podcast with him and Catherine O'Hara. Freaking good. All right,
good. Let's do A5.
A5. Homegirl.
Boom. A3.
Oh, yeah. Ricky, what would you like to do?
I'll go with A4.
That's Catherine O'Hara in a Catholic-looking hat. Is that a Catholic hat?
I'm gonna go B1.
It's like the monk. It's not the monk. That's gay. That, oh no, sorry, that's wrong.
No.
Ricky,
we're gonna do.
You hear that train whistle?
We're gonna see B4 and B1.
I believe.
I think I got them wrong.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not fair. Two spaces. That's not fair. He got two right. He got the one right last time. I'm supposed to get the one right this time. This is my Todd the rules.
You are right. And to fix it, you just need to be smarter.
Yeah.
Now you sound like my parents. You know Todd the rules. Good job.
We talked before the show, me and your parents.
You can still beat me, Ricky.
You still can. You still can. But
JJ likes giving me false hope. Let me go B2.
I'm competitive today, baby. I got to give him points now before we start spilling.
B2.
That is B2. Homeboy on the phone.
Then go B5.
Boop. Mm. 2-1.
B3.
You asked for B2, didn't you? And I grabbed A2.
Yeah, yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. I'm not going to say nothing. B3.
You can count on me.
My first card.
That's right here.
My first card, at least. Just try to grab A3 when there wasn't anything there?
Yep.
A1.
It's just the beginning. Steak sauce.
I'm going to go with
68.
B2. No, that's A4. I said B2. Okay.
Don't tell me what to do.
I played this game a lot as a kid. It helped my memory.
1-2-3 and 1-2.
So they have to do the fast concussion protocol in the NFL, right? They got to remember pictures.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Concussion as a kid, man. You can't get like this without falling on your head a few times.
Yeah.
Let's see what is next. With Ricky in the lead.
JJ.
Boop. Okay. Now, the text is too large to see because I didn't look at it in this view. Boo. Anyway, you guys know the drill. 0 hints, 4 spaces. 1 hint, 3. 2 hints, 2. 3 hints, 1. The 0 hints, very unlikely unless you cheat. 1 hint, gonna suck. Hint 2, suck slightly less. Hint 3, probably give it away. Here's your question. On the Mexican flag, and this is for the first guest for Ricky, on the Mexican flag, what does the eagle have in its beak?
It's a snake, isn't it?
I don't know. Let's find out what the hint says.
Wait,
The only reason Taylor wants her Nokia phone back, she had to explain that to me because I didn't know what that meant. The snake game. I guess it had a snake game that everybody played on a Nokia. I don't think I ever owned one.
Yeah. So what you're trying to say is I nailed it.
Oh, there's Taylor with a dude on her.
Okay.
He has no clothes on. That's a senior citizen, everybody. And his
That's
junk.
Why you wanted to go to the slab. It was the show the kitchen.
I got clearance from her. She said it'd be all right.
I feel like Taylor got a lot of these in here. It's a snake.
It can unhinge its jaw like sapphire down at Mons Venus. This is another Taylor goodie. That's the hint.
Like sapphires?
Indiana Jones shits himself when he sees one. Snake.
Yeah. Wow.
Snake. That's all I know.
So we're going to move Ricky into the third slot where you guys are tied. And for a bonus, what kind of snake is it, Ricky?
Do with a rattlesnake.
Fuck me. And he goes ahead one.
That's not a hard question. That was bullshit.
Did you know that was a rattlesnake?
History, bro.
Before this, I knew it was a snake. I was born and raised in Mexico, and I didn't know it was actually a rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake's a gangster, son.
Do you know Louis C.K.?
Yes, I met him there at the club, and we talked about just that, about us both being from Mexico, or maybe I did, and he probably went,
That's it.
You're talking to me. It's problematic.
Do I get four spaces on that one? Zero hints?
Let's see. If you were on spot number three, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nice.
He jumped ahead on the trivia.
Yeah. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
Wait, hold up. It's only game two. He was back one. I only moved him the one bonus one. Okay, so you were back one. And then you go 1, 2, 3, 4 plus the bonus. There we are. Lose a space because of me. And I was, you know what? I was waiting to see what your reaction would be, and I would determine if you lose another one. Now you get to go one ahead because that's adorable. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
You didn't move me.
All right. I put it back. El Escudo Nacional de México, a.k.a. the National Shield of Mexico, features a Mexican golden eagle perched on a pear cactus devouring a rattlesnake because eagles are notorious multitaskers. Word menage. The first word menage of two for the game will have six letters. And you guys will try to come up with a word that has 3, 4, 5, or 6 letters. And you will move according to those points. And let's see what those letters are. They are G.
The fuck is... What is that in the middle?
Is that Elon Musk, kid? Or is that Infinity? Is that Pumpkin Jack?
All right, G, A, that letter is F, as in Frank, and I forget in what language. I think it might be Russian or a different Asian one. Okay, and then E, S, R, you have 10 seconds. G, A, F as in Frank, E, S, R, timer begins ahora.
Wait, are we supposed to come up with as many words as we can?
Nope, just one. Just the one. And I was just putting cards out for the next deuce action. Let's see who's got their word first. Who wants to tell me what they came up with?
Ricky?
Did you make it up or did you use a real one?
I went with safe.
Safe? Oh, wow. That's your word. You didn't just play it safe. That was actually your word.
No. Wow. Safer.
Safer. Okay. A 5-spot move.
Okay. Unlike Ricky, I took the heritage of the elf being French. Wait, what you say it was German?
Neither of those, but whatever.
Well, yeah, well,
no, because honestly, I think, what was it?
I think that's the infinity symbol, isn't it? Or no, eternity.
No, that's an 8.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We should go, today is
I'm
German.
I'm also stupid.
Today is German.
Today it's a German, German F. Today it's a German F.
Because of that, I actually thought of a German word that would fit in this. Fresca.
Who?
F-R-E-G-A-S. Fresca. It means fart gas.
Fart gas?
Yeah, that's what it means in German.
I was going to say no to whatever word you came up with. Because it'd be German, and it's we're not German here, but it's fart gas.
It's fart gas. I knew you would like that. That was for you.
All right. So
the military taught me well.
We move. How many letters is that? You can lie to me, probably, can't you?
That was F-R-E-3-G-A-S.
Oh, it's all of them?
All six. All
good
six.
For you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I love that. I can't believe you just did that. And then, Ricky, you said five. Safer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The creativity.
And, I would say it's almost like it gets an extra point for him to like make up a word to go out of his way to like a fart joke. It's almost extra credit in a comic. I just respect a good fart joke.
Thank you for talking me into it.
I know I'm still going to win. That's why I don't.
Thank you for talking me into it.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Thank you, Ricky.
Actually, you're going to lose a space for taking credit for it.
Now I can smell a scar.
That's even better. Now I want to shove you up his ass. Now you're up his ass.
You know I'm not tall. It's so hot down here.
All right, let's see what's going on in the real world. Oh, it's a dice game. Now we're playing dice. So that's why I didn't do that.
Okay, here you go.
So you remember how to do this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take these 5. I'm going to roll them. And we're going to see what's cracking. Okay. 2. 5, 1, 3, 4.
Goddamn, here you go. All right.
2, 5, 1, 3, 4. You already got it?
Yeah, hold on.
I threw a fart on everything.
Just one sentence?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, you want to make up multiple ones?
No. I had a hard enough time coming up with that.
All right. So let's see. I got the last thing from JJ first, I think. Ricky, what's your sentence?
2 trees, air fart.
2 trees, air fart.
Not a complete sentence.
Use some punctuation and work it out for me. What does that say? 2 trees,
T-O, trees, A, the letter A.
Oh, wait, air. Wait. Right, because that's not even the number. To trees, a air fart.
Yeah.
Oh,
am I getting this game wrong?
Tree, no, perfect, except trees is terrible for, that is a good sentence. But what's another five-letter word that would have been perfect with two trees, air fart, two...
Well, I thought of cheese, but then when I went to write it, I was like, oh, that's a six-letter word, Ricky, and then trees rhymes with cheese, so that's what I wrote down, then I can't get away from the word trees, so that's what I was putting down.
To swish a air fart. To, well, all right, so to, well,
I mean, yeah, now that you have time to think about it, I mean, yeah, you got like four out of the five words. You're just getting solving one riddle here, Matt.
No, also, I'm a genius.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, thank you, Bill Gates. Yeah, here's this idea. Now y'all all do it, and then I'll come back. Oh, I'm a genius.
Okay, to trees, a air fart.
What's, yeah, you just Bill Gated me, bro.
It was, what's, I like it. It's not more like a poetic justice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what, that's his or yours? Poetic piece.
You were like, we're haikuing here, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got you, Ricky.
It doesn't have to make sense. Thank you.
I wrote a very simple one.
What's yours?
Here we go. We shake a big butt.
We shake a big butt.
Okay.
That's a five star sentence. So you move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And
wait,
from
we're
zero,
ready to our sentences here?
Yeah, from 0 to 5.
Oh, I thought we just had to match the criteria.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Yeah, right? Like that was, that's not a real sentence either, tree's head.
Yeah, it was like all my words had the right amount of letters, man. What do you want from me?
I give you a grade from 0 to 5 on your creativity. And if it's well, what did you say and what's yours?
Might as well, we shake a big butt.
Right, we shake a big butt. That's possibly 4. No, I like it. It works. We shake a big butt. It works.
Like
and
a caveman.
Then Ricky,
it's like a caveman is having this conversation. They're the first cave club. They see the cave woman shaking their ass like, we shake big butts.
Oh, perfect. Now, Ricky, I got to give you a grade. He got a 5. Yours, an air fart is automatically going to get a point added to whatever I give you. And
yeah,
I'm going to give you a 3.
That's what all carbon monoxide, man. Carbon dioxide. You know that thing. Carbon dioxide. Yeah. The trees.
Air fart will actually be oxygen.
Yeah.
So, because they take in carbon dioxide.
They breathe our carbon dioxide, and then they fart out oxygen for us. That's our air farts that we breathe in.
I probably look a little like Bill Nye, but it's not that show. So
yeah,
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oxygen has to be tree farts because they don't have mouths, Matt. They're not breathing it out.
I just saw some technology that's going to create tree farts in a machine. It's fantastic.
Yeah, trees use their trunks to let out air farts because they have big butts to shake.
All right. Is that what it says in the curriculum?
Yeah, that's that.
Let's pop over here. We've done Damn It Dice, and now we're moving to the next trivia question. And the first hint, bro, you ain't getting this one. it's a difficult question, I think. So that's why I say you're not getting it without a hint. The first hint, I laugh my ass off. The second hint, clever as hell. Third hint, spells it the fuck out. Let's see what it is. For JJ, what word was not used in reference to food until the 1800s when it was published in a book of poetry?
Where was it referenced to food?
This is nearly literally impossible.
I know it.
Cookie.
Cookie?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
My wrong and right buttons aren't working. Ricky.
Orange.
Oh, I want to take points away. All right, your first hint. Your first hint back to JJ is, if John Stamos wants you to send him nudes, you say, "Okay, John."
What?
Right? I told you. This is why I laugh. It's actually really funny. "Okay, John." If John Stamos wants you to send him nudes, you say, "Okay, John." Do you understand this dumb, dumb, horrible hint? No? Do you want to take a crack at it?
Turkey legs.
Turkey legs. Not the right answer. Ricky? You look like you're...
Well, my face is covering up the question.
Oh. What word was not used in reference to food until the 1800s when it was published in a book of poetry? This is a word used for food.
I'm gonna go with supper.
No, but now we're getting closer. For food, reference to food. Hint number two, back to JJ. You ain't a truther. Use a blank. Big one, like a particularly large jet. I like this one.
I fucking hate y'all so much.
Me and Taylor.
You're a blank. Big one.
I know it.
I know you do. This is a... That's now, like JJ, don't... What?
Now, that's don't like you give him a hint on top of a hint?
No, I'm not. Like I'm telling him. Song. You what?
I know it's like a Fergie song. I just can't...
You... No, it's just... Okay, so you taking a guess with this hint?
Yeah.
Me?
Oh. No, JJ.
Diner.
No. Ricky, you look very confident. You ain't a truther. Use a blank. Big one, like a particularly large jet.
Oh, well, now that I realize it's food, I was going to say streamer.
Oh. Weird. Okay. Is that your guess? No, that's not your
guess. Well, it's wrong, but yeah.
Okay, so shall we go on to the third hint?
Yeah.
For JJ Curry. Now, I believe this one totally gives it away.
Man, I fucking hate y'all because I'm not going to get this. Let's do it.
Sausage, Dumbo. Crawfish, rice, and 2 tablespoons of gypsy tears.
Is the word a roux?
A what?
A roux?
Oh, like...
Let me just read the question. It was not used to reference food until...
The 1800s, when it was published in a book of poetry.
Reference
the third
food.
Hint is sausage, crawfish, rice, and 2 tablespoons of gypsy tears.
I think I know it.
Stew? No. Shall we? Ricky, what's the answer?
Is it gumbo?
It's not gumbo. You guys didn't get it.
No.
The answer
keep
is...
Keep laughing at us, Matt.
No, I am. That's the whole point. Keep laughing. Don't tell me what to do. I'm already doing it.
I knew the answer without the hints. I was just trying to make JJ feel better.
Okay. The first hint is alluding to the word Cajun. Cajun.
Okay.
Which got... I was lost when I first saw that, too. You ain't a truther. Use a liar. Big one, like a particularly large jet. So... Not a truther. He's a liar. What's a big jet?
An Airstream? That's what Jumbo. I thought, streamer.
Jumbo. Liar.
Jambalaya. Oh, that's what I meant to say instead of gumbo.
And the recipe, shit, jambalaya. I like jambalaya too.
And the recipe has sausage, crawfish, rice, and I don't believe it includes gypsy tears.
That was like, you got to make a roux?
I know, right? I was like, get there.
You down, like, people like, oh, you made a roux, like, jambalaya.
All right, so regular ass facts. There was nothing interesting. So the poem was Le amour de Vanu, vous le passons au théâtre, fortuna, chalon. I didn't say any of that right. In 1968, the Louisiana governor proclaimed Gonzales, Louisiana, the jambalaya capital of these nuts or something. I put that because the actual fact, not interesting. And we are back to Deck of Deuces. Let's take a look at this selection in which Mr. Hicken will go first.
A2.
That's Latin. A2 Brute.
A2 Brute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, and, I'm that up. Stapler in the Jello. And what?
We go A5.
A5, Stapler in the Jello. Oh, world's best boss mug. I keep wanting to call you JJ Taylor.
Because she probably like, I'm like a favorite person.
Do you know who JJ Taylor is?
No.
I don't even know. It probably is a who, but it's a local liquor distribution company. There's two main ones. There's Pepin and JJ Taylor. And every time I see your name, JJ.
They didn't even give me a cut. Yeah. Here we go. We're going to go with B1.
That is false. That is Mr. Dwight Schrute saying false.
A4.
Michael. That is a Dundee Award.
Okay. All right.
Biggie.
Go with A1.
That's a pretzel.
Oof. Go with B5.
B5. That's a Stapler in the Jello. Rudy in the Jello.
We're going with A2 and B5.
And Mr. Hicken, you are now challenging against B2.
B2.
That's a Dundee.
Yay. A4.
And that ties you up for this little game. JJ, got two Dundees.
B4.
B4 is a pretzel.
A1.
A1 is a sauce.
You can put it on a pretzel, but you know.
You can pretty much put anything on a pretzel, right?
B3.
Which? World's best boss.
It's going to be A5.
Which? Look at that.
Don't choke, JJ. Don't. Pressure's on.
A3. And B1.
Look, you got it right.
Oh, that's a double false.
Now, we'll make it true.
Ricky goes 1-2. JJ goes 1-2-3.
I'm at 25%.
So you guys are at space number 17 and 18. The last one here before the finish line is space 25. So we are right around the corner. We're moving swiftly around. And for the hell of it, I might knock you back just because I want to laugh at things. All right. The next thing is the second word.
We're back
to the word menage. I think we're losing Ricky. Ricky's decided he don't want to play anymore.
No, I threw my pen at Ginger in disgust, and I had to pick it back up.
Who's Ginger?
The dog? My dog.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She said, Dad, you can do it. And then when I didn't do it, she said, I believed in you one time. And then
one time.
She talks still like game left, baby.
Okay. Why are you hurting me? Okay. The letters are C.
God damn it.
C as in Charlie. S as in Sam. U as in ugly. N as in nothing. And who wants to take a guess at what letter that is?
That's a keratin. It's a keratin. That's a W.
That's a letter in a language.
That's a W.
Not a W, but could just as well be. What do you think, Ricky? Got a guess?
U.
It's a U. No, it's close. It's an O.
O.
Mm. Oh, because whenever you hear what it is, you go, oh.
Oh. So the letters are C, S, U, N, O, R.
What language is this?
See, one of them was, I believe, Japanese, and the other one was Russian.
Okay, so this has got to be Japanese.
I feel like it was, but then I thought maybe the Japanese one did, I don't know. Next time I'll have some sort of hint. But yeah, so take these 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1. 1. Boom. JJ looks something. He looks giggly. Ricky does not look confident. So let's go with Ricky's first. What did you come up with?
Sunco?
Huh?
Sunco?
Sunco.
Like the gas station? Sunco? S-U-N-C-O?
It. You mean Sunoco or Sunco? You mean snooker? Which do you mean? Sunco.
I think I froze.
You did. It's like your...
My screen froze.
Your screen froze.
Screen froze.
It did not. Your brain did. So you've got Sunco. That's your Sunco's five-letter...
Sunco's not a word?
It's not a word. It could be a company. I would bet dollars to donuts that somebody has called. There is a Sunco. There's no way there's not a Sunco on this planet, right?
Well, there is now. Way.
But
they manifested it.
That won't count for what you're going for, I don't think, unless you've got some great explanation for it, because you could menagerie a word, but you didn't menagerie a word. JJ, what'd you come up with?
Menagerie.
I'm a man of many languages. I'm a huge fan of anime, which is Japanese cartoon. There's a game, there's a show called My Hero Academia. One of their main characters is Endeavor, a fire hero. And one of his attack is called Suncor. S-U-N-C-O-R. Suncor.
Oh, damn. Hold on. This is in a video game.
This is in a anime. I can say it's called My Hero Academia. It's a anime that's made in Japan.
I'll give you two spaces for free if you don't send me anything.
Okay.
But you have a six-letter word that came from a fun place that I think you could be lying about, but it wouldn't matter because I'm not going to check. So you have, and that is 1, 2, 3. 6. Oh, you'd be right close. And then we have Ricky, who came up with Sunco. So you guys have the same word minus one letter.
Yeah.
But I'm not convinced that Ricky is selling me on Sunco. What is Sunco?
Oh, well, if we're going to do this, it's a Pokemon move. It's in the Kanto region. There's a particular Pokemon out there. It's a fire type. It's a descendant of Magmar. I forgot what his name is, but he knows Tackle and Sunco.
Oh, if you would have just said that from the beginning, I wouldn't have had such a hard time figuring out how many points you got. Jesus.
Thank you, Matt. I apologize. I thought you knew everything, and I just, you know, my bad. That's not a knock on you. That's a knock on me. You only know important things.
Very, very nice correction there before I was about to move you the amount of spaces you're supposed to get. I feel like that's what it was motivated by, the pullback there. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, because your space one, your player one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mr. Curry has two spaces to go for that finish circle.
Oh, good, because I'm Hicken at 17%.
Has four. And the phone's at 17%, so let's hop over to this next one, and it is the final game of the regular Shiznizzle, and also the third and last trivia. Let's see what she is. What spirit has a naturally occurring green color, but is often bottled colorless? And this goes first to Ricky Hicken.
Wait, the liquor itself is green?
What spirit has a naturally occurring green color, but is often bottled colorless?
Is it absinthe?
Damn right it is.
Damn.
Yeah. It's freaking absinthe. And your first hint would have been the cocktail, Death in the Afternoon, features blank and champagne. Hemingway is said to have created Hint One's cocktail, recommending you drink 3 to 5 of these slowly. When someone with a lisp says you're not in class, absinthe.
It's that wormwood right oil, there. Baby. That's what they used to put in 4 Max way back before they lowered it down to 4 Loco, because you drank 1 4 Max and you were on your ass.
Really?
Wormwood oil.
I have a sneaky feeling you're making shit up.
Look it up. Look it up. Trust me.
I'm not looking.
Those were the good old days.
I think he should lose 2 points if he makes me look up something.
Absinthe. Absinthe gained popularity in the 1840s when French troops were given it to prevent malaria. When the troops returned home, it became so popular in bars and restaurants, 5 o'clock was called l'heure verte, the green hour, which sounds like a symptom of malaria. I don't think you're supposed to emphasize the T in French, or at least invert. There.
I'm glad we didn't have any French languages to do today. I don't know any French language.
Well then, we've hit the bonus round, and you fellas are going to play the last of the deck of deuces, which is called the deuce caboose because it's at the back. Two pair, or you move two spaces automatically. Oh, but we also have to... No, wait a minute.
We didn't even move our spaces.
That's a good point.
I mean, excuse me, my spaces.
And you just got 4 points, didn't you?
Yeah, he won.
Oh, he won. I don't know what I was doing. But that is my jam. I tend to not do this right. Your panda's crying, JJ. You want to see it again?
Am I allowed to take my shirt off in victory?
No.
Now you're the smiling panda.
Oh, no. Yeah, what alternate universe has JJ beat me in this Freeman's table?
Who won the first game?
Me. I won pre and post COVID. That's right.
I'll tell you what, JJ. The next time we play, I'll make it impossible for him to win.
What? You don't give him game questions about alcohol. All right, that's not. It's not fair.
I didn't know who was going to be in what place. Trivia. That is pretty shitty. I would have thought it was a creme de menthe.
Oh, I knew the Mexican flag question right, not because I know a lot about Mexican, but because I know a lot bald eagles. Right?
Oh, see? Kind of had an advantage there. What's that?
And your phone about to die?
He wants
I'm at 8%. I got 8% worth of talking trash. Whoa! Oh, 2 more of these, and I'm going to start calling you Buffalo Bill JJ. Because you're going to be over 4.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
This is fucking no. Fuck you.
Which one's more impressive? A sad winning sports one reference. Super Bowl I like that. Or losing four in a row.
I like this. That was good. All right. What's your defense?
I don't know. I have a defense. I think this game is all rigged every time.
All the moms not, left the park.
You can't rig something that's totally broken to begin with.
Exactly.
Are you still at the park while it's getting dark, JJ?
I know, right? You must look funny sitting in the car. What?
I can't drive and do the game now. We can't just.
That was hilarious. Know. Are people looking at you?
Bro, dude, I'm going to wait one second. I got a park before I can write.
It's like nobody's looking at him because everyone that saw him left.
All right, so we had a great time. Thank you very much for playing, fellas.
Thank you. We'll be back for a three-peat.
I'm glad you made it back. Ricky Hicken, JJ Curry, thank you very much. We'll close out the show now. What's that?
I take Bitcoin.
Yeah. Go. On that note, playing. I think this is the button. Beep. You'll be able to see, if you're watching and listening, details about Ricky and JJ on the episode's notes. Visit freemanstable.com to see that, where you can also find a link to our Patreon page. And don't forget to subscribe, like, share, slap, and tickle everywhere it's legal. That's it for this episode of Freeman's Table. I'm Reading. Thanks again. Woo! The Dave Letterman.
Más chips.